Both of Petersburg High School's cross-country teams are expected to qualify for state at the regional meet this weekend, so their coaches didn't slow down on the conditioning drills and practice leading up to the Ketchikan meet last weekend.
Lots of hills, lots and lots of hills this last week.
Debbie Eddy is the assistant cross-country coach.
So we were expecting the kids to be pretty tired, but we ended up with about 9 PRs.
PRs are personal records. The Petersburg girls team again took the top 3 positions for the small schools division. Maya Cowan finished in 3rd place overall and 1st among small schools, with a time of 19 minutes and 51 seconds. Kendra Coonrad finished 2nd for the small schools, and Melanie Chase finished 3rd. Eddie's son, Tolan Eddy, led the Viking boys team, as he has all meets this season. He finished in 17th place overall and 8th among small schools. Eddie's goal for the season is to run the 3.1-mile race under 17 minutes. That's 34 seconds faster than his best time. He says he has a plan.
I was thinking maybe just running behind someone that's maybe a little bit closer to sub-17 and just pushing, and that would be roughly 10 seconds faster each mile, so I think it's pretty doable.
Knowing how to pace yourself is easier said than done. Senior Ava Lenhard also has a plan for that.
You do want to run your own race, but because you can look at other people's times from past races, if there's someone who's running a time that I want to run, I can try to run with them. It can go bad, though, if they have a bad race, and then you're like, oh, well, didn't do well, but that's okay.
Lenhard is consistently the 5th runner for the girls' team this season, which puts a little extra pressure on her. The top 5 runners score the points. She wants to do well for her teammates because they mean a lot to her.
As a team, we're very close. Like, it's like a second family. Like, it's really close. So that's really nice to have people that you can count on.
The 5th runner for the boys' team is another senior, Corin Spurl. This past summer, he spent his days on a boat fishing and says that made it more difficult going into this season. He says the sport takes a lot of preparation and focus.
Just being able to pick somebody, run with them, and then pass them up, go hunt somebody else down, because it's really mental. And on that 3.1 miles, there's a lot of room to doubt yourself and kind of realize how much pain you are in, and you just kind of got to block that out.
Tolan Eddy agrees that the hardest part is tapping into your own mental toughness. He says running cross country for years has helped him face that challenge.
Like in the middle of a race, like telling yourself, you know, can I do this or can I not do this? That's another part that I'm kind of starting to learn as I get older, and I like that part about it too. So,
what do you specifically learn about that conversation?
Just to push past the pain, I think, and just tell yourself that when it's done and if you do well, then you'll feel a lot better about yourself than if you give up.
The top 7 runners on each team will go to regionals this weekend. To qualify for state, teams need to finish in the top 3 at regionals, or runners need to be in the top 15. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.